Republican Senator George Lemieux was appointed to complete Senator Mel Martinez's term and will not be on the ballot in November's election. In his short time in office, Lemieux proposed a constitutional amendment that will require a balanced federal budget, a bill that would temporarily reduce payroll taxes of employees and employers, and legislation to cap federal spending at 2007 levels. Lemieux claims this would balance the budget and cut the debt in half.
I've proposed legislation to cut the payroll tax so that everybody who's working would get a 3% pay cut and every employer would get 3% tax cut. I should say they get a pay raise. And employers would get a tax cut and they could hire more people with that. I'm working on a small business lending program that would try to get more money out to local banks so they could hire more people for small businesses. We got to do something. I know how tough the economy is.
Lemieux and representative from the Concord Coalition repeated the Republican demand to cut federal spending on Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid, and defense at the Stetson Law Campus in Tampa Wednesday. Senator Lemieux claimed people in their 40s and 50s do not expect Social Security to be there when they reach retirement age.
We're going to have to look across the board. My view is we don't have a revenue problem in Washington. We've got a spending problem. We're going to have to look at our spending programs. We're going to have to prioritize. No one even looks to see whether or not we're spending our money efficiently and effectively. So it's going to take some principled people to go up there and try to do the right thing. And we're going to have to retool government to make sure that it works for the people, but it works so in an efficient way.
The forum focused especially on the net interest, the amount the government pays on accumulated debt, which has been run up by the cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. For WMNF News, I'm Mabili Ajani.